tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics,
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi friends, this is Becca Sarah. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. I'm doing well. So today I'm doing a review on Raglan Row, which is in Disney Springs. This is a Irish pub, Irish restaurant. So I'm going to tell you my thoughts and opinions, if you guys should go there or not, etc, etc. So I went last Saturday with a couple of friends for brunch. So their brunch is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For me, specifically, if you're going for brunch, I would go around 11:30, 12, because at 12 p.m. is when the entertainment happens. And you're probably thinking, entertainment? They have entertainment? Yes, my friends, they have live entertainment. And I know a lot of Disney Springs restaurants don't have anything. You're just eating and talking to your friends. But yes, Raglan Road has live entertainment. So for their brunch, they start their live entertainment at 12 o'clock on the dot. They have Irish dancers dancing the Irish jig, river dance. If you ever seen river dancing, do some of the river dance moves. Super talented, really, really good overall talent. 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. They have people playing fiddles, guitar, singing. And you're not paying extra for the entertainment, it just comes along with your meal. And this is why I'm saying, if you're planning on doing brunch, a perfect time to go make a reservation for Raglan Row would be noon. And if you don't want to miss anything specifically, I would say 11:30. So you get to see the whole show. Get to talk with your friends and be like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And ooh, and be like, oh my gosh, it's incredible. You see them doing all these flips and all these moves, and they're all amazing. So the restaurant in general, like I said, it's an Irish restaurant. You feel like you're in Ireland. The decor, the atmosphere, they even have waiters and waitresses and hosts that are from Ireland, because you hear their Irish accent and it doesn't sound like an actor trying to do an Irish accent. It sounds authentic Irish accent, like, which is amazing. So their menu is really good. For picky eaters, they have things that accommodate for that. And for people that want to be adventurous and try Irish food, they have that as well. It's not too pricey, but I feel like everything's worth the price, because you get entertainment while you're eating if you come in the correct time. But I feel like the food in general is very, very good, very, very tasty. Our server, Brian, was very helpful, very kind. He helped us pick what we wanted to eat. One of my friends were looking at a couple of menus, asking what's in, what's not, and he was very patient, very helping. And the whole staff in general was very helpful, patient, and willing to accommodate, which is amazing. Customer service, 10 out of 10. Very good job. So a lot of my friends and team just pretty much copied what I had which I had the Stars and Squampet. And I will tell you what that contains in general. So the Stars and Squampet preface, it's the best of both worlds if you want USA, American food, and Irish food at the same time. It was so delicious. So basically it has bacon, breakfast potatoes, your choice of eggs, and for me, I'm an over easy girl, so I got over easy. My friend got over hard, and her husband got scrambled, and then another friend of mine got a different meal on its own, and that was the Scrumpet City, and she enjoyed that as well. And it came with a toasted scrumpet, and it was really good. I liked it a lot. All my friends that had the same thing as me, we all liked it all. For the scrumpet, I would just, how you eat you don't use a fork and I'm trying to, you don't use a fork and a knife to eat it, you just eat it like you're eating a bite. But the whole meal in general was really good, really filling. It's around $22.50, but I feel like it's worth it because it's a lot of food that's going to fill you up and you're not going to be hungry afterwards. So like, if again you're into trying something new and having something that you're used to, I would try the Stars and Scrumpet breakfast. It's really, really good, very tasty. And for the drink that I had the Bailey's shake, and it's really, really good as well. That was $16, and it had Bailey's coffee, liqueur, chocolate, and it's an ice cream shake. Really good. It's like a dessert kind of drink. Very tasty. And then my friend had one of their margaritas. She told me that was also very, very tasty. And then so you're like talking, the atmosphere, the chair, you're like talking, have a great time. And then at 12, the performers, they do their thing. They're being fantastic. If you want to see the performance, I would ask the hostess to like sit either at the front where the stage is or around the stage area so you can see the whole show and have a great time. Because like where we were sitting specifically, we had to like turn around to see it. But like if you want to see the show at the hostess stand, I would tell the host I want to be around the stage area to be able to watch the show, because it was a really good show, even though we had to like turn our heads a little bit because of where we were sitting. So Raglan Road does what House of Blues does, which is they sell their own merch, and they have a section in their restaurant where they sell their own merch, and you can get shirts that say Ireland, you can get rings and other merch to ride to go wear around and be like, yeah, I've been to here, or been to, you can pretend that you went to Ireland even though you didn't. But that's really, really cool. I love when restaurants also have a shop so you can buy things if you want to. If you are an annual pass holder, TVC member, Your discount only works Monday to Friday. It doesn't work Saturday and Sunday. Just a heads up, if you ever go there and you're either a DVC member or annual pass holder, like I said before, the atmosphere, you feel like you're in Ireland, you feel like you're in an Irish pub in Ireland. Everyone is dressed in Irish clothes. You see all the staff being dressed in Irish getup. Even the washroom, they look like you're in Ireland. Like, the atmosphere is on point. You're in an Irish pub. So once you walk in, you feel like you're in an Irish pub. So the theming is great, on point. They did a fantastic job in general. And by the way, the entertainment for the brunch, it's family-friendly. Anyone can see it. They also have an evening show. So if you go to Backline World on evening, they have a show as well. This one is more adult. So for that one, I wouldn't bring your kiddos to that one. I would just bring your kiddos to brunch, the brunch show, which only happens on Saturdays and Sundays at 12. The one for the Mondays to Fridays, it happens around 10, 11, like between 9 and 11 p.m. So if you want to see adult, more adult show, I would do the evening show, which again does not come with the price of the meal. If you're there at the correct time, you get to experience that, which is great, because I know some restaurants, they add the entertainment to the cost of your food. Dragon Realm does not get that. So for me particularly, I would go to Raglan Road again. I would go to the brunch again and see their nighttime show at the day of the week to experience that nighttime show. Their food is really good. Customer service is really good. The washroom is really, really clean. So I would recommend anyone to go to Raglan Road to experience the entertainment and their food, and especially for people that want to try some authentic Irish food or some American food and just have entertainment, I would 100% say go and try Raglan Road. You won't regret it at all. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I'll talk to you guys soon.